I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So about Michael Jordan, how you gonna hit from outside the finals? You can't even get in.
Hello, welcome to the Basketball Addicts Podcast. Today we have a good one. This is going to be a fantasy draft, I guess you can call it playoffs. So basically, we are going to have all the 10 teams, all the 10 people that participated in the draft are going to face each other. We're going to choose the winners, except if Chris is playing a game, I'm going to choose Chris's winning. And if I'm playing a game, I'm going to choose the winners.
Fair.
So each team's playing three games, and that's going to be the structure. So we have a three-team conference, a three-team conference, and a four-team conference. What are you thinking about this, Chris?
All I want to say is that please don't screw me. Like the ref screwed the Sacramento Kings 2000-2001.
Yeah, Chris's teams look terrible. He's going 0-9.
Is there a losers bracket?
No, there's not. Do you want to make one?
Nah. Because some people got some good teams.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, do you want to just go conference by conference?
That's fine. Yeah, you have the document, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Give me 1 second.
So we have three teams in Conference One. For each team, we have a little. We wrote up a little bit of a description for each team, flaws and strengths, weaknesses, and all that type of stuff. So we're gonna read off their team name and the roster and all those type of things. So the first one is my team. 50% of the Basketball Addicts. I got Magic Johnson, Russell Westbrook, Pistol Pete Maravich, Zach LaVine, Paul George, T-Mac, Jason Tatum, Dominique, Walt Bellamy, Patrick Ewing, Wilt Chamberlain, and Bob Lanier. Now, I drafted this team on purpose. So I wanted to create a lineup that could face up against people who have good bigs and people who are playing more of a small ball lineup. So my small ball lineup is just going to have Wilt and Walt Bellamy rotate at the center, Dominique Wilkins destroying people as a small ball four with Jason Tatum as his backup, and then T-Mac, Paul George, Pistol Pete Maravich, Zach LaVine, Magic, and Russ. The big lineup features Wilt, Bob Lanier, Walt Bellamy, and Patrick Ewing to build out a really big front court to create a lot of spacing. So, like, my idea was I wanted all my bigs other than Wilt to be able to shoot. I wanted that to create shooting space for Magic and Russ to create off the dribble. I have guys to run pick and rolls with Pistol Pete Maravich and Zach LaVine as, like, shooting threats. And ISO guys with T-Mac, Jason Tatum, like, Paul George. My team is stacked with two-way guys, too. So, yeah, I built my team to really be well-rounded. Chris, are you looking at Brian Team Underwood?
let's see. Oh shoot, here it is. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Can you read his team and description? We try to rotate it.
Yeah, that's fine. So one thing I did want to say before we continue on is that you did steal a Pistol Pete Maravich from me. That was in the podcast. He also stole Magic from me.
Yes.
He's stealing all my players, but that's not funny. Alrighty, yep, so one of our, so we held like a draft last week with different, different people from Instagram and then people who we know personally and things like that. And they all joined in. And this is one of the teams of the guy. His name is Brian. Today's his birthday. Shout out, Brian. He turned 17 today.
Oh, shout him out. Yeah, happy birthday, Brian.
Yeah, so his team is Underwood. So he had Kyrie as a point guard, Jason Williams as a point guard, Deli as a point guard, Nate Robinson, De'Aaron Fox. So many guards. He kind of got too many guards. He's looking like the Minnesota Wolves out here.
Yes, sir.
Then you got Beal and Elgin Baylor as a shooting guard. And then you got Scotty and Meta World Peace at small forward, Giannis at power forward, and his center is Shaq and Taco Fall. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you got a guy that's not even in the NBA. Like, doesn't get minutes.
He was going the right direction with Giannis because that's a great super team, like, building block. And then he kind of just messed it up after that.
Yes.
So this team lacks depth. It's too many small point guards. Like I said, it's looking like the Minnesota Timberwolves. Too many guards, not enough spacing. So not terrible, but no identity. So this team's going to have to rotate Kyrie and for De'Aaron Fox at the point guard position and Deli and Bradley Beal at the shooting guard position. So now you have Deli and Bradley Beal playing shooting guard. Now, I know everybody, like, loves, like, Elgin Baylor, but the man can't shoot, and he's overrated. Oh, my God, he got so underrated. Yes. He's so overrated. I mean, like, people are talking about saying that, oh, he's, like, the prototype for Jordan. Scratch all that. No.
No, he's not. No.
That is Dr. J.
Yes, 100%.
So, yeah, then you have Bradley Beal, and he's a shot creator. So, Beal and Deli, at least Deli can shoot a three-point shot, which is not bad.
Yeah.
Not great, but it's not bad. Bradley Beal is a shot creator supreme, amazing player. Scotty Pippen and Meta World Peace fit terribly on this team. Giannis, Shaq, and Taco Fall are all superhumans that attack in the rim and putting pressure on the rim. But this seems... This team's going to have to run into a real shooting problem because all they have is their point guard and shooting guard position that can shoot. It's going to have decreasing value. Then if their small forward position should too, it don't even get me started on the fact that who's Giannis' backup Meta World Peace.
Yeah,
that's true. He's like 6'8".
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. Taco Fall sucks. So what are we going to do if Shaq is gassed out? If this team was built correctly, this team could have had a chance at championship, and they got close with Kyrie and Beal. Kyrie, Beal, and Giannis, they had a chance.
Yes.
Then it fell apart after that.
If they would have just drafted Paul George, way different. Way different.
Exactly.
yeah, so great players, but fluctuating team. All right, I'll do the next one. So we have DJ1. This guy was from Instagram. He's got Steph Curry, Tim Hardaway, Allen Iverson, Steve Kerr, Dr. J, Tony Kukoc, Porzingis, LaMarcus Aldridge, the GOAT, Kwame Brown, Vlade Divac, Dikembe Mutombo, and Nikola Jokic. This team has a good starting lineup, but it has real flawed depth problems. So they don't really have, like, Steve Kerr. He's a defensive liability. Kukoc is a defensive liability. It's just, and Tim Hardaway as your backup point guard is really, really lacking. And they just, they have a good starting lineup that fits and makes sense. And they have good shooting, which makes a lot of sense. It's just that they could have done a lot better job to create a better team here, but it's really lacking on being a complete team, like being a team that's going to be able to win a lot of games. So Chris, what do you... So this is where we're going to start choosing games.
Mm-hmm.
So each team's going to play each other three times. So okay. How many times... So what do you think is the record going to be between my team and Brian Underwood?
Sheesh. Okay. Your team's just built too well. You know, he's missing a lot. He doesn't have any shooting. They're going to get destroyed. Not mm-hmm. interiorly, but from the outside. So, I think you might win three times.
Sheesh.
All three times. I want to give him a game, but I don't know. I don't know. All
right. Me versus DJ1.
When we were picking for him, he had a chance, and then once he took himself over, that's when it was no longer a chance. It's not built terribly, though.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's true.
I think... I think with, like, Curry AI, he might be able to get at least, like, one... It might be able to get one game.
Okay.
Maybe one game.
So, I win 2-1 over DJ1.
Yeah.
So that means mathematically, I'm gonna move on. What's gonna be interesting is let's see who do you think wins. We can actually talk together about this. Brian Underwood versus DJ1. Three game series.
Hmm.
Well, I think DJ1 has the size. To at least not be like, oh, we can't guard Giannis and Shaq at all.
Yeah.
I honestly think DJ1 would win two games.
2-1?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, because he kind of didn't, because Brian didn't pick a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that possibly, like, because his team looks pretty solid. It's like, not the best players, but it's still not bad. He has potential. He's yeah. missing something. So I could see that 2-1.
So in this bracket, DJ1 won three games.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Underwood won one game, and I am moving on to the next round, winning five.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about, going to the championship. Christopher Muhammad, I expect you to join me.
hopefully I do.
All right, well, our Christopher Muhammad is in the next bracket. So, Chris, talk to us about your team.
Okay, so my team is the other half. That's what I called us. I called us the other half. So I have John Stockton at the point guard, Rondo also at the point guard. I have my shooting guards are Ray Allen, Devin Booker, and George Gervin. 12 forwards I have MPJ and Peja. And then power forward I have AD, Kevin McHale, and Bob McAdoo. So, and then also I have two centers. I have Hakeem and DeMarcus Cousins. So, my first pick was Hakeem, the Dream, Olajuwon. My whole point of picking him first was because centers were going fast. It was like, I have to pick the best available. So I took Hakeem. I took Hakeem, and I was thinking, okay, how can I make Hakeem a super team, essentially? What do I need? Okay. Hakeem is a very dominant interior force. So what we need is shooting. We need shooting at a high level. We need point guards who can give them the ball and who can also spread the floor. Now, I didn't quite do that to the best of my ability with John Stockton and Rondo, but with everything else on my team, I was able to give him the shooting that he needed. So, here we go. So, I picked John Stockton because, like, okay, he's an assist leader. I mean, he wasn't an assist leader. He's a steals leader, so now you got that defensive mindset as well. And then he's also, like, known for running the pick and roll with Karl Malone. Now you give him a different... I mean, it's a player better than Karl Malone, in my opinion. And let him run the pick and roll through Hakeem Olajuwon or just beat him in the post. He's going to be great getting that entry pass, everything. Then you give Rondo a chance when he comes off the bench because you're going to have John Stockton start and Rondo come off the bench. Rondo now, he can space the floor a little bit, and his IQ and his mindset with basketball is on a totally different level. He's one of the greatest minds in basketball, like I said, once again, in my opinion. So now you give him the keys and you give him an all-star cast, and now you let him decide and make all the decisions. And that's going to get you to where you want to go. So shooting guard-wise, I looked at best shooters available because they started dropping like flies. I couldn't get Curry. I couldn't get Chris Mullins. I mean, like, a lot of these guys I missed out on. So I ended up getting Ray Allen. Ray Allen is the best available, in my opinion. Once Curry's gone, it's either Clay or Ray Allen at that point. Maybe Reggie Miller. I went with Ray Allen. It gives you a little bit more consistency. It gives you a little bit more clutch shooting. You know, in this case, it might go down to the wire. Then you pair him with D-Book and George Gervin. George Gervin is not much of a shooter, but he's a really good slasher. He cuts through the lane, and it's moved like butter. So now he's chopping up your defense, and now he's attracting attention while Ray Allen is in the corner, who you have to worry about. Or you can pass to the D-Book, and now he's chopping up the defense because now you have to worry about the fact that he can shoot whenever. He's going to create the shot. He's a shot creator. So now he has the ability to dismantle your defense from either inside or outside, and then you always have to worry about our constant slashing threat, which is George Gervin. And then our other shooting threat, which is Ray Allen. You don't want to leave him open, and you don't want to leave D-Book open, so you take your chance with George Gervin, and he's going to spice you up. Now, moving on with the small forwards, I have MPJ and Peja. Okay. I got Peja because I like that Sacramento Kings team, if you haven't noticed yet. And I think that he might have been, at that point in time when I was choosing, because I couldn't get LeBron, I couldn't get Kawhi, they were all gone, I couldn't get Nowitzki. There was a lot of people I couldn't get PG. So I chose Peja. Peja is going to be a bigger body. He's going to be able to space the floor. He's going to be able to bang inside. He's not going to be super strong, but he's going to be able to space the floor and knock down those shots. And then you also get MPJ. Now, MPJ, I was taking him off the fact that I do like the Denver Nuggets and that I saw potential. So maybe, just maybe, you know, he could tap into that next level and we could see something. If not, he still will be a nice piece on my team, you know, just to give some fresh young legs out there. And then as far as the power forward, I got AD, Kevin McHale, and Bob McAdoo. Kevin McHale, we already know. You know, he's one of those guys who has a million and one post moves. So he's chopped. So now you have to worry about slashers, shooters, getting chopped up in the paint by Kevin McHale, and also Hakeem Olajuwon as well. So now you have so many big bodies just throwing themselves at you. And if you don't have what it takes to defend that, then you're just going to just be destroyed inside, outside. There's nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. You also have AD who can bang inside. He's a little bit on the slimmer side. He's not as big, not really of a big body, but he can also knock down that shot as we've seen. And he can also be a clutch shooter as well. He wants to take those shots. Bob McAdoo, I mean, 50-point game, MVP. It goes without saying he's a strong body. Another strong body that you have to worry about in the paint. So then my other center is DeMarcus Cousins. So coming out with DeMarcus Cousins, now you can pair him and AD together. Now that's two big bodies, two shooting threats from both the four and the five now that can come in and now they can be like a modern version of the Twin Towers. And that's kind of how I chose it.
Yeah, it's a really good draft. It's a really good post, big, movable. And Kevin McHale and Bob McAdoo allow you to play like big and small. Because, like, if you have a power forward that's slow footed, you can just put Kevin McHale in there. He's got to deal with the post moves, but if you need somebody who can switch, Bob McAdoo is like 6'9" and pretty smooth athlete. So the idea of him switching is not that crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do you have anything else?
No.
All right. So we're going to kick it to the next team. Ben, a lot of people love this guy's team. His team name is Dirk something with Nowitzki. I forget what the...
Gerth Nowitzki.
Gerth Nowitzki. That's a good one. So, yeah, this team has CP3, Luka, Penny Hardaway, John Wall, Drexler, Kyle Korver, Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler, Dirk, Dennis Rodman, Chuck, Kareem. So, sadly, this team has an amazing fit with Dirk and Kareem, but who's the backup center? Dennis Rodman, 6'7". Charles Barkley, 6'6". It's probably going to have to be Dirk. So because of that, that effect of Dirk and Kareem pairing so well is going to be negated. And then you're going to have to ask, like, when Kareem and Dennis Rodman on the floor, that's a lot of not a lot of spacing. When Kareem and Charles Barkley on the floor, that's not a lot of spacing, right? So it's – and Kawhi and Jimmy Butler are mid-range guys anyway. So this team has real center depth problems. It has really good draft of point guards. And we were really, really, really low on this team until I realized something just now. Literally just now. So I wrote a long – we wrote a long, like, list of stuff talking about how they did a bad job drafting four point guards. But you could put Luka at the two and just say Drexler, get off, because even though Drexler is amazing, we need the spacing, right? And just rotate Drexler and Korver and rotate CP3 and Penny Hardaway at the point guard position, and then things become more interesting. Because Luka Doncic can shot create off the dribble. Like, if you just tell him to play off ball, there's potential there. There's real potential there of this team being really good. Their flaws are going to be, like, center position. If this guy would have just drafted, like, Alonzo Mourning instead of Dennis Rodman, this team would be tough. Like, super well-rounded, no holes. But it does have flaws. But when you think about Luka, the two, things get scary. Because that's a lot of really good point guards, a lot of really good high basketball IQ players to pair with Kareem. So, yeah, this team's going to play like half-court placed, not going to be flying up and down the floor, especially with CP3.
No.
And there's his greatest advantage is the assist-turnover ratio that he creates. So, yeah, that's what we're thinking for Ben's team. It's going to be really tough to see who's going to come out of this conference. All right, then the last team is Javon Ledford. Chris, are you ready to talk about Javon's team?
Yeah.
All right.
So he drafted Ben Simmons.
I should have known you were going to. You know the Shanghai Sharks drafted Ben Simmons, Chris?
Right, the Shanghai Sharks. Shanghai Sharks. Right. Ben Simmons, G League Ignite drafted Ben Simmons. Gary Payton, Tony Parker, Patty Mills, Jamal Murray, James Harden, sheesh. LeBron. He drafted LeBron first. Got Chris Middleton, Paul Millsap, David Robinson, and Ben Wallace. So, pretty decent team. Couple holes there. So, the three best picks he made were the picks that he didn't make. So, besides the first one. So, LeBron automatically a great pick. Then he paired that with James Harden and Jamal Murray. That made the team scary.
Yes.
If this team did not have the obvious size flaws, then it could win the whole thing.
Yes.
So obviously this team has a problem. They have to play small, but luckily they have LeBron, the greatest of all time, James, to be your small ball, to be your small ball four. And you can rotate Ben Simmons at the same position.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. So when Ben Simmons is out, I mean LeBron James is out, so you can have Ben Simmons as your point forward or leading things if he can, you know, nut up and stop trying to not score and be scared of the free throw.
Yeah.
To play a certain way. They obviously have no power for depth. So you don't have, you don't want to put Paul Millsap on the floor against all-time greats. He's just not.
No.
But David Robinson is an amazing world-class defender, and so has Ben Wallace. So mm-hmm. that can really help the interior. So then you're going to have to play Chris Middleton, major minutes to make this all work. Then I have Ben Simmons rotating in as the back small forward, backup small forward. That's not giving a ton because of Chris Middleton's an okay three-point shooter. But he's more of like mid-range, fine spot kind of guy. But with more space, he might be efficient 12 to 15 points. Then now this is where the interesting part happens. So James Harden is a demigod. Kind of, sort of. He's going to get most of the minutes, and Jamal Murray is also ridiculous. It's just some ridiculous three-point shooting. Oh, my God, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And shot creation combo at this two-guard. And then you're going to give Gary Payton a lot of minutes and have Tony Parker rotating behind him. So this team has enough shooting to create spacing for LeBron and the ridiculous defensive team, like, legitimately, Gary Payton, Ben Simmons, LeBron, David Robinson, Ben Wallace, like, that's some pretty special defenders. Now, they're going to run into a little bit of a problem because LeBron's going to want to make all decisions, and Ben Simmons is not really valuable without the basketball. Very true. So when Tony Parker and Gary Payton on the floor, their value is minimized a little bit and turned into scorers, so they're not going to be as valuable as their names are because I would say they're going to be the ones making decisions with the ball. Because even after LeBron and Ben Simmons, you have to feed James Harden and have to feed Jamal Murray because they're much more offensive explosions. So LeBron is going to be really special. I do question a little bit the three-point shooting, like, outside of LeBron, especially when Ben Simmons is on the floor. So this is going to be really interesting. I would say this team gets really negatively impacted by the fact they didn't build around LeBron the right way. Very true. That's so true. With more guys that are just offensive weapons, because when you pair Bron and Ben Simmons, you get 48 minutes of 0.4 passing. Hell, so you just have to get offensive super weapons just around them, so they didn't really do a good job to do that. And they obviously have lack of depth and size, so a team that's balanced is going to be really hard for them to beat, which is really sad, because if they would have gotten the defensive weapons, then the David Robinson, LeBron James pick and roll with spacing would have been an unstoppable force.
Yeah. This team, really good small ball team. The only thing that I think of after listening to you say that is, what if you put Jamal Murray at the one, and James Harden at the two, and just rotate GP and Tony Parker behind them?
I was thinking more like James Harden at the one, Jamal Murray at the two.
That makes sense.
James Harden would be the better passer, and you would free Jamal Murray up to shot create.
Yeah.
To space the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, so these are really interesting teams here. So I am choosing Chris's record. So this is going to be fun.
Don't do me dirty.
All right, so Christopher Muhammad's going up against Ben Gerthnowitzki. All right. Let me look again at these teams. So one problem for Ben here is I love Dennis Rodman, but he's just too short to be expected to stop Kevin McHale. Like, you could just put Kevin McHale out there. You don't have to worry about putting Bob McAdoo out here because he has nobody at the power forward position that's going to be like, oh, he's going to beat him off the dribble. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Charles Barkley has literally said multiple times that Kevin McHale was like his kryptonite. So, him as the backup behind Anthony Davis and Akeem, it's just so scary for Ben because you have so much interior. Like, AD and Akeem, I don't think people all realize how scary of a combo that is interior-wise. Like, this AD might be the greatest defensive player in the league right now, and Akeem might have been in the 90s. So, it's a scary combo. Man, a good mid... The whole Luka at the two thing is tough. John Stockton, Rondo... Ray Allen. DeMarcus Cousins. I think if he would have drafted a backup center, he would have you 2-1, but I think you're going to get him 2-1 because Dirk can't guard DeMarcus Cousins for 20 minutes in the game. And if he can't guard DeMarcus Cousins for 20 minutes a game, well, dear God, what is he going to do with Hakeem?
Right.
So you have the offense and the spacing to make it. If you can't guard those two guys, you can't beat you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think 2-1 because I'll give Luka going supernova a game. All right, let's see how you do against Javon.
Okay.
Jeez. So this is a really tough matchup. Because, like, Anthony Davis is going to play a lot of minutes at the four. And he can guard Braun and Ben Simmons. But I'm really worried about Bob McAdoo.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin McHale doing it. So the small ball problem is a real problem. And he has more offensive power supernovas with Jamal Murray and James Harden. David Robinson and Ben Wallace is a really good interior combo. Man. But he does not have the bench. This is tough, Chris.
I know.
I can't believe I'm saying it, but I'm giving him 2-1.
Javon?
Yeah, it's if it wasn't LeBron James, then it would be like, because even though you can be LeBron James offensively, he's just going to do the exact same to you. So I kind of feel like negates the size a little bit in Ben Simmons and David Robinson. Have you kind of in a tough bind. I feel like it's a little bit of a conflict of interest for to let you choose who's going to win between Ben and Javon. So I think I'm going to choose.
Okay.
He has more offensive. Luka. Kawhi. Okay, so this is going to be a little different because Chris Middleton guarding Kawhi scares the crap out of me. And Luka Doncic's like legit 6'7". So Jamal Murray can't guard him. James Harden can't guard him. Gary Payton, like Tony Parker, Patty Mills. So I honestly think Ben takes this 2-1. I think the individual matchups are not good for Javon here. So that means no way. Ben has 3 wins. You have 3 wins. And Javon has 3 wins.
So what happens now?
I don't know. I can't believe this just happened naturally. I did not choose this. I did not make this happen at all. Well, it's gridlock. So you have the edge on Ben. Javon has the edge on you, and Ben has the edge on Javon. I think your team's the most complete. I think Javon's got the most offensive superpower. I think Ben has more balance on having a little bit of
Superpower. Man, how do we choose?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think... Go ahead.
Whose team did I not beat?
You did not beat Javon. You beat Ben 2-1. Javon beat you 1-2. But okay. Ben beat Javon 2-1.
So I should beat Javon then.
Yeah.
If I beat Ben, I should beat Javon. Well, let me tell you why I beat Javon.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. So, look at his team again. Ben Simmons, we took the prime of all these players, correct? Bron, I'm worried about, for sure. Jamal Murray, we can't say if he's his prime now or if it's his prime coming up. James Harden, he could be in his prime. Those are my two biggest worries. Because I'm lacking outside defenders right now. I don't have any outside defenders. I have to have a lot of big bodies. So what it turns into is a shooting match, but I'm not really worried about Ben Simmons. I'm not worried about Ben Simmons at all.
Obviously.
Gary Payton can't do anything with my guards. Tony Burke can't do anything with my guards. Patty Mills can't do anything with my guards. My biggest worry is James Harden, Jamal Murray, and LeBron. Because I think we chop up everybody else. David Robinson is also a worry.
I think since your team is more complete, it should move on.
And I think I should win anyway, because if I beat Ben, there's no way that I don't beat Javon.
Well, it's just matchups.
I mean, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, you can move on. You won the weirdest tiebreaker ever. The weirdest tie ever.
Yeah. It's like a little biased, but it's okay. It's our podcast.
All right. You can read the first one for the Conference 3, Zach Porter.
Okay. This team was called 0 for 0 or 0 for 0?
That's a good question.
I think it was 0 for 0.
How do you even know?
I don't know. I think it's the same. It's virtually the same thing, though. Okay, so at point guard, he had Steve Nash and IT. Really good pairing. I mean, really good point guards there. Shooting guard, he had Reggie Miller, Manu, Brandon Roy. Small four, he had Bird, Melo, and Bruce Bowen. Power four, he had Karl Malone, Chris Bosh, and Bill. He had Karl Malone and Chris Bosh. Center, he had the most overrated player ever, Bill Walton, and Moses Malone. So, you may not see it, but this team fits Greg Popovich's system perfectly. Slow-paced, great passers. Guys are not me guys. Other than Melo, this team has to get chemistry bonus points. So this is a team that is a really phenomenal passing team, like I said. Before, this is going to be a great half-court Greg Popovich passing unselfish type of team, which is going to be really, really impressive. It's going to give them a chemistry bonus, kind of like the Spurs. I definitely feel the same way about that. So Karl Malone's an amazing interior forward, so he's going to cause a lot of problems. Melo and Larry Bird give great ISO scores. Reggie Miller provides a lot of three-point spacing. Manu Ginobili provides a smaller thing, except more shot creation ability than Steve Nash. And then Steve Nash is really phenomenal. Can't talk today. His pick and roll with Karl Malone is going to be great because we already know how amazing a pick and roll can be with Karl Malone. So Isaiah Thomas is not a great fit because you kind of need that spacing from 3-point line that Steve Kerr provides. That Steve Nash provides. So also, Bill Walton is an okay post score, better passer than probably than people probably know it. Most of them is probably the backup, since Bill Walton fits the whole passing team chemistry ball movement thing a lot better than Moses Malone. Even though Moses Malone's a better player, so when Walton's off the floor, this team's going to have a really great rebounding presence, post presence. So he is one of those players doesn't really need an offense to send it around him, but it's valuable. So Laker's ability to shot create, and so is Melo's, are going to be extremely important. I would not be surprised if they combine for 40 points a game, but even with all-time great players. The way this team is set up, it is for these guys to get the ball a lot. So this team is going to cause a lot of problems, and they can defend a lot of things. So it's going to be interesting to see how it works out. But I think that this team is very good in the sense of an older style of basketball, but also while having the shooting that they need. I have MVPs and championship experience and guys who had short primes as well. Plenty of savvy passers on the team to go with shot creators, shooters, and post bigs. My team has it all.
Yeah, definitely a very well-balanced team. Going to be really tough. All right, I'm going to read the next one.
Okay.
Mr. Pristine Paper, number one pick in the draft. He's got Oscar Robertson, Trey Young, Chauncey Billups, the one-handed wonder Bob Cousy, Michael Jordan, CJ McCollum, Klay Thompson, the greatest number one draft pick of all time, Jalen Green, Dolph Schayes, Andre Kirilenko, Rasheed Wallace, and Embiid. So, this team has to play small because you have to have Rasheed and Embiid rotate a center. You're probably going to have Klay at the small forward with rotating with like Dolph Schayes and Andre Kirilenko rotating with Dolph Schayes at the power forward. So it's really going to lack a lot of depth. And when Dolph Schayes is on the floor, it's going to lack defense because he's not – he's more of like a slow-footed human being. MJ can rotate with CJ McCollum. And Oscar's, you know, a really good point guard. And Trae Young's going to probably get more minutes than people realize because they do need that offensive superpower. But this team's lack of interior depth – when we have all the long list of great post players, is probably going to get exposed. Yeah. Sadly for MJ, this is probably one of the probably the weakest team out of all the teams.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to do the next one?
Yeah. All righty. So, next guy is Donquarius Finley. He is on Instagram as Rover Media. So the name of his team was Rover Media. So at point guard, he had Dame, D. Rose, Gilbert, and Kenny the Jet Smith. Shooting guard, he had Grant Hill. At small forward, he had KD, Grant.
I accidentally wrote Grant Hill twice.
And Gilbert Arenas twice.
Yeah. My bad.
You're fine. KD and Joe Johnson. Amari, Paul Gasol, Tim Duncan, Yao, Dwight Howard. This team is really big, but where does everyone play? You know what I'm saying? Like, this has potential if you make a case for Gilbert at the two. So, he shows length to defend and prolific scorers who don't need a pick-and-roll score. And post players who can get their own shot. He really chose all-time greats. A lot of other teams are filled with good players, not greats. Many of his players are a top 50. So, this team is going to have to play really slow to succeed. And younger Tim Duncan can switch pretty well, so he's not going to get exposed a ton. Unless it's exposed. Is especially, unless it's a player like Curry. So basically this team has a question answer. And I would answer in a few ways. So basically they have a shooting problem. Now you may not see that when you see Dame and KD's name, but it's there. Since we're playing a half-court style slow pace, Dwight Howard might not get 35 minutes. and maybe like 28, 26 because Yao fits really well in that slower pace style back to the basket and has a mid-range shot, like he makes a lot more sense of the center position. And I would not play Amare Stoudemire at all because Tim Duncan and Pau Gasol provide great mid-range shooting, and Pau Gasol has a little bit of a three-point shot too. The reason why I would do this is Grant Hill may not be your traditional shooting guard, but in this lineup, it makes a lot of sense to have on the floor with them because Grant Hill is the more natural passer. You can kind of resort to being a role player that's a great passer, can attack the rim, the pressure at the rim, good mid-range shooter, but not a great three-point shooter, obviously. But Dame's going to put special pressure that nobody else can put on defense deep from the three unless you're talking about Curry. He's obviously the starter over D-Rose, and KD is amazing. He is the starter. He is the thing that makes the team this team difficult to stop because his scoring ability is spring. And Joe Johnson may not be an extremely elite player, but you're getting the same type of ISO guy that you're getting from KD, like similar mold. Mold player, but Odis is not as great. And then I put no Gilbert Arenas as the backup to guard to offer some good shooting. I put Gilbert Arenas as the backup to guard to offer some good shooting and shot creation, so their bench is not as bad as DJ. This team does not have as much shooting as DJ or my team, but this team does not have a slower pace. It does have a slower pace, but they have some things that are going to be really hard to stop with. Tim Duncan and the center play, and obviously Kevin Durant, and when you throw in Dame Dalla next to KD, get a really great dynamic. This team's tough, really tough.
Yeah, so Gilbert Arenas is the key of, you know, having them have some shooting, and then Grant Hill provides a lot. So this team's very, very well balanced to play slow post game. All right. I'm going to be talking about Uno Bay here. Team Alpha. He's got J-Kid, the GOAT Jeremy Lin, the Cleveland Cavaliers' best player of all time, Colin Sexton, Kobe Bryant, Vince Carter, Dwayne Wade, Jerry West. He has like four of the top eight shooting guards of all time. Paul Pierce, KG, Draymond, Bill Russell, Rao Sampson. So this team could be nice if you move down Kobe to the small forward position and rotate Paul Pierce there. And you just say, Vince, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to sit on the bench because D-Wade and Jerry West are absolutely prolific. You're probably going to want to play D-Wade at point guard too just to try to get everybody on the floor and have J-Kid back him up. So maybe you get Vince Carter back up shooting guard minutes. But this team's going to run into a problem, which is going to be a great question. Is mid-range shooting enough? And do they have enough space and not shoot from the same spots? Because when you say, Kobe, play with Vince Carter and Dwayne Wade, like, they're all mid-range shooters. They're all shot creators. And Kevin Garnett, like, who's spacing out to hit a three? So this team's plays very much like a 2000s or late 1990s team. They have a lot of interesting pieces, and they play really great defense. I mean, when you put KG, Bill Russell, Dwayne Wade, Kobe on the same team, like, you get a great defensive team. Even Jerry West was a good defender. And I didn't even say Draymond's name. So it's going to be really interesting because Draymond Green might be like, I don't know. It's a weird team, Chris. It's really weird. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. So that's the last team of this conference. So there's four teams here. So basically we have to choose. We'll talk about it and see who we think is going to win the three-game series individually, and then we'll see who's at the top.
Okay.
So who do you think is going to win on a three-game series between Zach Porter or Pristine Paper?
Zach Porter.
How many games you thinking?
3-0.
Yeah, same. So this team has way too much post depth to be playing around with Pristine Paper. Zach Porter versus DeQuarius Finley.
Hmm.
This is tough.
Yeah, it's tough. Because it's not really, like, for sure where everybody plays at. I mean, you do have that KD Dame like dynamic, but 2-1.
You're thinking 2-1 for Porter?
I'll give 2-1 to Zach Porter.
I'm gonna disagree. I think that his strong points of the team is just so similar to DeQuarius that I think the star power kind of takes over. Like, I love Larry Bird, but KD's better. But they're similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love Karl Malone, but Tim Duncan's better.
Yeah.
Like, Pau Gasol, who's better between him and Chris Bosh? That's pretty close. But in my opinion, I'd rather have Dame than Steve Nash. You know, I think DeQuarius Finley's team is just built. They're built very similarly. You know, it's going to be a really close series, but I'd give DeQuarius 2-1.
Okay.
So what do you think? Do you still think Zach will win 2-1?
Because
you don't have to agree with me.
Yeah, let me look at it again. You would have to take the star power into account. You do have Dame and KD, which makes a big difference.
Yeah, but even though they do have the star power, the thing for Zach is he does have, like, a natural, like, team fit.
I'll still go with Zach Porter 2-1.
All right. So the only way I think we could do this tiebreaker is we ask one of our girlfriends to choose between number 1 and 2, and the number 1 will be Zach and number 2 will be DeQuarius.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Julia, babe.
Woohoo.
All right, can you choose a number, either 1 or 2? Choose either 1 or 2. Just, she chose 2. DeQuarius wins. Thank you, baby.
All right.
She chose my pick. I guess that's home court advantage right there.
Right.
All right. Poor Ben listening to this podcast. Not Ben, but Zach Porter. He loses because my girlfriend chose the number 2.
I still say that Zach wins, but okay.
Hey, if we come to the end and they're tied and I have to think about it again, I'll look at it really hard. I'll look at it really hard. All right. We got Uno Bay Team Alpha versus Zach Porter.
3-0.
Yeah, I think so too. I think this team has got real flaws, and I don't think Zach's got flaws like that. So he won 3-1-3. So he has 7 wins. Let me see. So Zach Porter's got 7 wins. All right, so next one is Pristine Paper. He already has 0 against Zach Porter. How many think he's getting against DeQuarius Finley?
0.
How many do you think he's getting against Uno Bay Team Alpha? It's a real battle.
Okay. So, you may not agree with me, but I say Pristine Paper gets at least 2-1 against him.
It's cool. I love Joel Embiid. I'll chill with it. All right.
2-1 because Kobe goes off, but.
So you said Donquarius Finley won 3 games against Pristine Paper. Mm-hmm. So he gets to face off against Uno Bay, Team Alpha. How many wins?
3. Oh, 3.
Yeah, probably. So that means Donquarius Finley would beat it out. He'd win.
Whole thing?
Yeah, because not the whole thing, but Zach Porter only won 7.
Oh. Damn.
Man. So the fact that my girlfriend chose a number restricted Zach Porter from getting it.
Right. Poor Zach.
How about this? How about instead of doing what we were going to do for the top 3 teams, since it was so close between Zach and Donquarius,
mm-hmm.
I play either Donquarius or Zach, and you play either Zach or Donquarius.
Okay.
Who do you... we probably shouldn't let each other choose.
Yeah.
Hey, babe. Can you choose a number between 1 and 2 again? If she chooses 1, I play Donquarius. If she chooses 2, I play Zach.
Okay.
Choose a number between 1 and 2.
The trick question.
No, it's not a trick question.
What?
Okay, I'm playing Donquarius.
And I play Zach.
Yep. 7-game series.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we get to choose each other's.
Okay. Okay.
So, you want to choose who's winning between me and Donquarius? Or you want me to choose yours first?
You can choose mine first and not choose whoever. Oh.
Let me delete everything, because scrolling this long is going to be a pain. And sadly for everybody else. Actually, don't mind the scroll. All right, so Christopher Muhammad has a an amazing team. Wilt. No, that's my team. Hakeem. I'm just trying to take in your team. Hakeem, DeMarcus Cousins, AD, Kevin McHill. Your team's stacked.
Mm-hmm.
My Google document is freezing up.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh, wait. Okay, it looks like it's workable again. All right, let's see what his team is. Steve Nash, Isaiah Thomas, Reggie Miller. Oh, you have a Larry Bird size problem with Melo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like. I mean, Karl Malone can't guard Anthony Davis, but, it's not like he doesn't have... He has bums. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a well-built team. Steve Nash, Isaiah Thomas. He has shooting. Brandon Roy's not going to touch the floor. Bruce Brown's... That Bird and Melo combo is tough. Because that's... With all the spacing and all the things he does, that's tough. You have John Stockton, Rondo. Very similarly built teams. Very similar. I would say you have higher quality bigs,
mm-hmm.
but he has the Larry Bird Melo combo.
Yeah.
You guys both have shooting. You have a D-book advantage. John Stockton and Rondo are pretty similar to Steve Nash and Isaiah Thomas. So it's really up to the way you view basketball.
Yeah. Because
he does get that passing bonus. Like the toll team fits. Man. Moses Malone is like your DeMarcus Cousins is not gonna expose him. But you have more mid-range shooting. Man, if you had like Kobe or somebody that could just be like, I'm going to destroy the rim all day, be different. Oh my gosh. These teams are so close, Chris. Because you really do have the advantage front court wise.
Yeah.
Like, even though he has a good front court, your front court's legit. Jesus. I really don't want to make my girlfriend choose. It's too important.
Yeah.
It's 7 games, though. I could tell you that right now.
Is it 4-3 some way?
It's going to be 4-3 one way or another. Let me talk it out so the fan knows what we're going through here. So basically, Zach probably has the advantage at point guard. Chris has the advantage at two guard. Zach has the advantage at the small forward. Chris has the advantage at the power forward and the center. But it's really close. The point guards are really close with Chris too, but the small forward advantage is big. And Zach does have a team that has chemistry, that plays really well together, that gets that bonus. But there's an Anthony Davis size problem.
And Hakeem and Bob McAdoo.
I know. He has plenty of spacing. Man. This is really hard.
Can we break the tie?
I don't want to break the tie. I don't want to leave it up to my girlfriend choosing between a number on this one. It's too important. It's too important.
Leave it to chance, but the point.
Man, oh man. Man.
I have three matchups to this too, though.
Yeah, you do have three matchups to two. That's very true, Chris. Because Reggie Miller and Ray Allen do kind of like etch each other out, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're both running that half court off the ball stuff, but Devin Booker is your advantage, depth wise between Mono. Obviously, Anthony Davis is better than Karl Malone. Chris Bosh, though, is really good spacing for him. But Bob McAdoo and Kevin McHale are tough. You know, but you probably have to play Bob McAdoo because Steve Nash is probably going to expose him to pick and roll. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Hakeem's much better than Bill Walton. DeMarcus Cousins is in the same league as Moses Malone, but his team just fits so beautifully. And Larry Bird is probably the greatest offensive weapon between all the teams. See, that's what's scaring me is because He has Bird and Melo fit so beautifully. I'm giving it to Zach. I'm so sorry, Chris. I think the Bird and Melo combination is not something that I saw coming from Zach. And that combination is... Because even though I love everything you've done, asking MPJ and Peja, who are notorious at not being able to guard anybody, to guard the two greatest ISO players he has, is so tough. And even though you have a great advantage inside, and this game will go seven games, I think that put on top of the passing chemistry that he seemed to build here, sadly, Chris, I think at seven games, as close as a series can be, I think Zach's going to take it.
Judas.
I'm so sorry.
Judas. Judas.
It's so tough.
Judas.
All right, so who do you think is going to win between me and Dark Warriors Finley?
Dark Warriors Finley.
I should have known. You were just going to do it just because.
All right, Zach Porter versus Dark Warriors Finley in the finals.
Oh, hey! You've seen my team. And what in the world? Bro, no way Dark Warriors Finley's taking me.
Judas.
I know that you're upset. We gotta separate your energy, bro. He's got Yao Ming and I got Will Chamberlain. And Magic Johnson and Pistol. Like, what are we talking? Like,
Yao used to cook Shaq.
Oh my god. He didn't cook Will Chamberlain. I have a team that's gonna make Yao and Ming run up and down the floor.
Oh. Rubber Media wins.
Come on, man. You got it. You got it. Is that your real answer?
No.
Okay.
Judas.
So sorry. It was really close. You had a good team.
See, to all the listeners out there, this is what happens when you start a podcast with a friend, have a fantasy draft. He steals your players, and then he makes you lose. He makes you lose. Judas. That's what he is. Judas.
He had to fight.
No. Judas.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Jason, you win.
Thank you.
Judas.
All right, so it's only fair for you to choose between me and Zach Porter.
I want to say you win because you got this with the Maravich at the teams. Alrighty. Larry Bird and Melo is a problem together. That's my ISO scoring. You got T-Mac and Paul George, though. That's also a problem. That Pistol Pete Zach LaVine, like, that takes it in the shooting guard, I think.
I also have Jason Tatum at small forward.
You do have Jason Tatum. Yeah. Ooh. That you probably have the most complete team out of the draft. Like, honestly. Because you have a big lineup, a small lineup, like however you were picking, like it was just perfect. Wow, this is gonna be I would say in a 7-game series, it will be close because of Larry Bird and Melo. But I think you have him beat everywhere else. Let me just check, make sure. Yeah, Steve Nash, you kind of beat him with that. Your point guards are better.
Yeah, I have Magic and Russ.
Yeah.
Point guard.
Small forwards. Bird and Melo is different. Your power forwards. Let me see your power forwards. Just throw it. That Jason Tatum makes a difference because his power forwards don't space the floor.
Mm-hmm. And if his bigs are beating me, I could literally just put Walt Bellamy and Patrick Ewing at the four.
Yeah. I would say, like, in a 7-game series, it'll be like, it wouldn't be, it'll be like,
Four,
two. Wow. I'm sure that was hard for you. I'm sorry what I put you through.
Maybe like 4-2.
Nice.
I'll give him like 2 games, but maybe like 4-2. Judas. Judas wins the championship. Judas wins the championship.
It would have been tough. I didn't think about this just now, but me versus you is a tough matchup.
Ah, so he got rid of me because of that. Okay, I see.
Because AD and Akeem are really, like, AD at the four is, like, it's yeah.
That's why we needed Gus. Because you're a Judas. You got
I did not do that on purpose.
You got rid of me so that you can win the championship because you knew that I was a problem.
I did not do that on purpose. I'm just talking about after the fact.
Judas.
What do you think the argument? What do you think your argument would have been if you Judas. It would have been me and versus you for your team?
Let me look. Okay, so I always forget who I pick. I was forgetting who I picked the entire time.
Yeah, I know.
So my bigs are different. That's really where I have the biggest advantages. AD, DeMarcus Cousins, Bob McAdoo, Kevin McHale. That's where my biggest mismatch and my biggest offensive, defensive power is in my bigs. Because everything else is kind of like negated by everybody else. But the fact that you can't stop my bigs forces them to build a wall, throwing more bodies at my bigs, opening up my shooters, opening up my slashers. So now you let Rondo, now he's able to feed the post. He has so many different bigs to choose from. Because John Stockton might not see the floor. He might, may or may not. Because he might run a pick and roll with Hakeem, but it's really give or take. I would probably do like Rondo starting, John Stockton off the bench. So Rondo comes in and he destroys you interiorly with the pick and roll, with feeding the post, and he's going to make the right pass. And because of that, now you have to build a wall with all your people in order to stop my bigs from going to work, which once again, like I said before, frees up my shooting. Then you have a Devin Booker size problem. Now you have a Ray Allen-sized problem. And then George Gervin, he may or may not see the floor, but if he does, he's cutting through you like butter.
That's your argument?
That's my argument.
Well, my argument is I could go big, too. I have Wilt and Bob Lanier. Those are huge human beings.
Those are huge human beings.
And then I have a 6'11" and 7-footer playing power forward. Like, you might have great power forwards, but I have more size. And guys, I got, and like, my size is ridiculous when you realize Magic is like 6'9", T-Mac is like 6'9", Jason Tatum's like 6'9", Zach LaVine and Paul George are like 6'7", 6'8", and I Pistol Pete, like, curling off the dribble, and then Russell Westbrook at the back of one. Like, I think I'd be able to take you. I think I would. Even though it would be hard for us to say who's going to win. Because we're obviously both biased.
Exactly. You're a Judas!
Oh my gosh.
Stole my players.
Hey, wait, let's have my girlfriend decide.
Julia.
If she chooses two, I win. If she chooses one, you would have won.
Okay.
Julia, choose a number between 1 and 2.
I feel like this is getting tricky.
Uh-huh. No, you can't. Yeah, they can hear you. Yes. It's okay. All you're choosing is, you know, the decision between a friend's debating. No, there's no third number.
So it's either one,
or two.
Or two.
One or two. I'm not going to help her. No, she's not going to look in your eyes. You might be able to read me.
Yeah.
No eye contact right now.
No eye contact. Stop coaching, Judas.
Choose one, Julia. Choose a number. Either one or two. It's not like I'm writing my whole championship game between Chris and I on this number. What are you doing? You're not allowed to come over here. She chose two! Let's go!
No. I'm at my girlfriend. Hold on.
Hey, no looking. Hey, no looking. Hey. You're texting. I see your phone.
I text her, come here.
Okay, let's read the receipt.
Okay. Babe. Okay, so this game right now is going through tiebreaker between me and Jason for our fantasy draft. Okay,
I already won.
Which he did win. It's okay because he cheated. He's a Judas. He stole two more players.
Oh my god!
And then he chose a different team instead of me to beat me. So
sounds like Jason's
winning. You know, wow.
Keep going.
Wow. Anyway, so choose a number between 1 and 2. You can either choose 1 or 2. That's your only choices.
2.
Let's go! Let's go! She chose 2. Let's go! Let's go!
Why?
It was meant to be.
Why? You're a Judas as well. Judas.
I got some Irish.
You're Julia. That's what you are. He's Judas and you're Julia.
Oh my gosh, my girlfriend's name is Julia.
Why?
Judas.
What?
It's between me and him winning. He won because you chose two.
Oh, I thought you were number 2.
No. Wow. Left up the chances, he still won. You know what? Judas.
Oh, hey!
Both.
Come on, man.
Both of y'all. Judas.
It was meant to be. If that's Judas. Not a sign.
Judas. Just straight Judas.
You can't disagree with math, Chris.
I'm calling somebody.
Oh my god. You better not text him.
I'm calling him right now.
Okay.
Tired of this, Judas.
If this guy chooses 2, it's going to be the greatest thing of all time. Also, 2 is my favorite number, so I guess I was rigged the whole time.
Yeah. Getting an answer. Hold on. What is Gus doing right now? Is he busy?
I don't know.
I'm gonna call Gus. I'm calling Gus.
Okay.
I can't get him to call.
I don't know.
Have any friends. Wow. Okay. I got it. I know exactly what I'm about to do. I know somebody's gonna answer. It's brief intermission. The basketball podcast is brought to you by Judas. I said, oh, what the fuck? It's a Sunday night, can't nobody answer the phone? Like, this is making me look bad. This is really making me look bad. Okay, hold on a second. Let me find somebody to call.
Do you want me to call somebody?
No.
I'm going to cheat. Out of the world.
Four hours later.
right. Like,
the heck?
Is it too late?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, kid? What you doing?
I'm in bed.
I am so sorry to bother you right now, but I need a favor. I am podcasting right now, and I just need you to choose a number, either one or two.
Two.
Let's go! 3 for 3!
Let's go! No way!
That is not the
no
way.
No way! 3 for 3! It is a sign, Chris! It is a sign! It is a sign! Oh, Chris is the greatest friends ever.
It will get like an NBA draft thingy. And yeah, I'm with Jason. We're doing a podcast together, a basketball podcast. And he won the – he was winning the championship, I think it was. So
yeah.
We were trying to figure out which team between us would win. And he won.
Mm-hmm.
So – because everybody chose two.
Three people. All
right. Sorry to bother you.
It's okay.
What were you about to say?
I thought it's okay,
okay. That's crazy. 3 for 3. All right. Have a good night, Kay.
Let's go.
All right, bye.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right,
hey.
Cut the podcast.
Hey, call me D-Wade because I got 3 rings, bro.
Cut the podcast. Hold on a second.
Yes.
Cut the podcast. I'm done.
You know what's a good idea?
What?
We could put a poll on Instagram. See who wins.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. That's
and
fine.
I'll have them all choose between a number 1 and 2. And
that's not fair because you got to give them context for that.
Bro, you just got... Oh. You can't write that. We did not plan this. We did not. You just can't prepare for something like that to happen. Like, what are the ridiculous chances? I just feel like calling somebody just to see if it's like how crazy this lucky streak is.
I don't know, because everybody who I called or who I asked thought that I was number two because I was losing. So they immediately thought, oh, like, so basically what it was like, it was like, they chose me. They chose you thinking that you were me.
Wow. That's rough.
That's rough.
Let's see a few picks. I got forwarded to voicemail too. First try.
Listen, every time I call somebody, it's like, no, I want the answer. Surprise, Kayla answered.
Oh, yeah, that's you from college, right?
Yeah.
Whitbread University.
Mm-hmm. Go Tigers. All right.
Yes, sir. All right. Let's see here. Oh, I know somebody will probably answer. Now, this might be home court advantage because it's my little sister.
That's not fair.
I just want to see if this continues. Oh, I should probably put her on speaker.
Yeah.
Sunday night, she probably won't answer. She's keyed.
Yeah.
going to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, just want to thank everybody for joining the podcast today. We have had a really crazy time. We're going to put a poll up, see who would have won between Chris and I. We had a really great podcast today. We were breaking down the greatest teams of all time, just like off of a fantasy draft. It was really fun. Definitely the environment of like being on and listening to the draft was really great. The fan interaction was pretty, really, really cool. So definitely really appreciated everybody that participated in that. And this is going to be the end of today's podcast. You guys can find us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of them really, really great. You can hit the subscribe button, hit that notification bell. All those things help us a ton with our podcast. So, yeah, I'm Jason Collins, and we're the Basketball Addicts, and thank you for listening. So, yeah, peace out. Have a good day.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.